Hi, I'm Gary Hanley, sports writer for the Daily Astorian. And for today's After Deadline show, I'm talking with two familiar names to Astoria sports fans. Howard Rube, the athletic director and also the all-time winningest football coach in Astoria history. And also Jordan Poyer, class of 2009 graduate and a three-time state champion at Astoria High School, and recently an All-Pac-10 selection following his sophomore season at Oregon State. Hi, we're talking with Howard Rube, the athletic director at Astoria High School. Okay, I've always wanted to ask you, Coach, is there ever a time during the school year where you're not busy with sports?
During the school year, no. There was a little bit of downtime, right around Christmas, but then we obviously have the Dulcich Memorial Tournament right after that. So there's not a whole lot of downtime, no. And then there can be every once in a while in between seasons if we're eliminated from postseason play, but it's normally pretty busy and active, that is for sure.
And as athletic director, you're even during the summer, you've got scheduling and camps and...
Yeah, the summer it stays pretty busy, you know, between, and obviously we want to organize our summer weight room hours, so I'm involved in that as well. So there's quite a bit to do at the school throughout the summer and planning camps and then different trainings. You know, the coaches are committed to do a bunch of different trainings to stay qualified. And there's some good new state laws with regard to concussion training, steroid training. I really do feel like our staff treats what we do as a profession, and a lot of our summertime is devoted to maintaining our profession.
So you arrived in Astoria in 2000, right?
Yeah, that's so correct.
It's been a fun 10 years for you?
It's been an unbelievably fast 10-plus years now, my 11th season here, and it's just been a tremendous community to be involved in youth athletics, and I feel very privileged to have been given the opportunity, and I hope I can continue to stay and work with the people in this community. It's been an unbelievable place to work with kids.
So Astoria was always kind of a basketball town before. Did you envision state championships in football and baseball when you arrived here?
Well, in terms of, I guess I can speak as the head football coach, that was certainly my goal, was to help us build a program we could be proud of that could be competitive enough to possibly win a state championship. And now that I've been our athletic director, now entering my seventh year, my goal is to help make sure all of our programs have an opportunity to be the best they can be. And if that involves winning state titles, then that's what we want to do to help our kids and coaches make that happen. So I guess to best answer your question, the simple answer is yes. And I don't mean that in an arrogant way or, in a manner that would suggest, yeah, this is, going to be an easy thing to do and this is what we're going to do. But the answer is yes. And certainly that is our goal if it's something that we're capable of doing.
How did you feel about this last football season?
Oh, fantastic. What a great effort from our student athletes and coaches. The fall season, not only just with our football team, but with all of our fall programs, I just thought we had an outstanding season across the board. Our Oregon Cup standing is currently fifth, based on performance, sportsmanship, grade point average. So I think that in itself kind of speaks to the type of success we've had on and off the field this last fall, and extremely proud of our student athletes and coaches.
And it's good to see the postseason honors coming in here recently with the All-State.
Yeah, absolutely. You always like to see our kids be rewarded for their hard work, and the All-State recognition we had with regard to our kids in football and volleyball in particular, and the job Coach Welsh did in his first year as our cross country coach, our soccer kids were well received, especially in the area, and I can't say enough again about the way our community supports our kids and programs, and it allows those good things to come down the pike, such as those type of honors.
Who's your kicking coach for the football team? Because you've had, I don't know how many All-State kickers you've had in the last 7-8 years.
Yeah, I wish I could take credit for that. I don't know. I guess technically I work with the kickers and punters, but I really what I do is I try not to screw them up or tell them anything that would possibly screw them up. So the big thing with some of those specific skills, punting, kicking, and even throwing mechanics, and a lot of times that is kind of the trick to it, is to not screw kids up and try to change too much of what they're doing. But just to allow them to feel good about what their mechanics are, and then to help them become consistent within those mechanics. And but you are right, and with regard to our football program, even in some of our lean years, we've seemed to still have gotten either our kickers or our punters somehow well recognized. And maybe I should be bucking for a special teams promotion somewhere. I'm glad you brought that up, Gary. I could put that on my resume if it's ever time to update my resume.
Okay. And speaking of the team next year, you seem to be in good shape. You've got a good quarterback coming back. And
In terms of our football team, we feel real good about where we're at with our returning lettermen. We'll have 19 returning lettermen. We think Connor Harbor has a chance to be, I think, the premier quarterback in Class 4A. Out of those 19 returning lettermen, a majority of them are sophomore and junior linemen. And, you know, I talking about how did I feel about this 2010 season, for us to letter that many young kids, and especially up front, you know, to go 9-3 and perform in the quarterfinals, really is quite amazing. I think if you look back through the years, the last time we lettered that many young kids, we probably did not finish very high in the league standing, to be brutally honest. So it says a lot about the senior leadership we had this last fall. It says a lot about the effort of our kids. And, I do think it says a lot about the expectation of the program right now, which is a good thing, is how you want it. You know, it's funny. We're all pretty devastated and disappointed to not find a way to win that quarterfinal game. But if you go back a few years, we'd have been ready to throw a parade just for the fact that we were playing in a quarterfinal game. So, how you feel about things is certainly relative. And I'm glad it's where it is right now. Believe me, it's how I want it. It's what my goal was when I came here. I feel very fortunate to be in a community that has allowed us to try to build our program the way we have, you know, through youth football and our middle school program and all the things that we're able to do to contribute to our success. And we hope to keep it rolling.
Yeah, speaking of Astoria quarterbacks, how proud of you are of Jordan Poyer his last 2 years at Oregon State?
Well, in terms of being able to have a student athlete move on to really the highest level of competition that there is available to him, and to be able to perform well like he has, I don't know if words could really describe how proud I am of Jordan and all his efforts, and him being an honorable mention All Pac-10 player based on what he did this last fall in the return game. I'm anxious and eager. I've had people say to me, "Oh, you must be tired of people asking you about Jordan Poyer or talking about Jordan Poyer." And my sincere response is no, because he's such a great young man, and he's very appreciative of his opportunities, very appreciative of being from Astoria and being from a community where they understand the importance of co-curricular programs for kids and what it can help do for a kid. And for all those reasons, I'm more than happy to talk about Jordan as much as somebody would like to.
Okay, we lost one of the biggest Fisherman Fanatics last night, Tuesday night. Paul Dessen passed away. How much will he be missed by the community?
Paul was a dear friend, and his pride of being an Astorian, having lived here for the last 30 years and working in our community and for our school district and as a coach, And then all the volunteer efforts he's made since his retirement from teaching 11 years ago. You can't really quantify how a guy like that is going to be missed in your community. The man bled purple and gold. He believed in all the things that we think are right about education and young people and sport and how it can contribute to a young person's well-being and how it can contribute to a community. And you know, the fact that he always put his family first and you know, was a great leader by example. I can't even put in words you know, the loss it is to me personally, and as you worded it, the loss to our community.
He kind of spanned generations too. I mean, he was the former baseball coach before I got here, and he was taking stats for you guys, the football team, right up until this last year.
Yeah, when I got here 11 years ago, he had just retired from teaching and actually was considering continuing in coaching, similar to how Coach Steinbeck is for us now, how we've utilized Coach Gasser in the past. You know, guys that are in retirement but are still willing to put in the hours to help coach with our kids. And, you know, Mr. Doug Schlesky recently had passed at that same time after just recently retiring from our math department at the high school. And, you know, Paul's perspective after that was, well, whatever time I have left, I probably need to devote to my family a little bit. And so we were fortunate to keep him. He still did our stats for the 11 football seasons I've been here. He was always very still involved in our swimming program as a kind of a volunteer coach slash supporter. Has run our district swim meet for the last 11 years as the meet director. Served on the school's Sports Hall of Fame committee. And so, you know, again, he does span some different generations. I know his passing will certainly affect a lot of different generations of historians. And, you know, our thoughts and prayers are just going out to his wife, Helen, and his daughters and his grandchildren. And, you know, he was proud to be an historian and a guy we're certainly going to miss, but know that we feel like we're better people because we've had Paul in our life, and we're going to keep his spirit with us. That's for sure.
And you got a new baseball coach, Brian Babbitt. See it fit right in with.
Well, we're very excited, very very excited to have Brian step up as our head baseball coach. You know, in some regards, you know, I think of Coach Babbitt as Astoria High Athletics. He's you know, our coach in the district that is an alum and has so much pride and real love for working with our kids and the people in this community. He's you know, been such a great youth coach, you know, starting out kind of as a middle school coach and working with kids at that age level, and then working up into the high school age group, and has been such a great assistant at the high school level for over the, you know, the past 10 years. So it's a perfect fit. It's you know, I think just the thing our program would need with Coach Gasser stepping down after five great seasons. You know, you can't replace a Dave Gasser with regard to, you know, what he brings to the table. But, you know, provided what Brian is going to bring, I don't think we could have done any better.
Okay, Coach. Well, thank you very much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
You're listening to After Deadline on Coast Community Radio. And now we have Jordan Poyer in the studio with us. Okay, Jordan, it's nice to be home for a break, but I'm sure you'd rather be preparing for a bowl game this month.
You know, it's always good to be home, but, you know, you're right. Yeah, I wish was preparing for a bowl game, but, you know, still young, so still got a couple more years left to work hard and, you know, get there.
So team-wise, was it disappointing from that standpoint not to be in a bowl game?
Yeah, I mean, we, you know, we've been to a bowl game the last 7 years in our program, and, you know, just to be a part of that team that, you know, just one win short of getting to a bowl game, it's always tough to swallow, but, you know, you live and you learn, and, you know, that's just going to make us work even harder in this offseason to get better and hopefully get to a bowl game next year.
On the other hand, you had one of the toughest schedules in the country, I think. Seems like every week you were playing a top five or top 10 team, was it?
Yeah, I mean, that was what we wanted. I mean, we wanted to, you know, show the world what we can do. And, you know, we played really well in some of those games. And, you know, it's just the consistency part and, you know, and carrying over into each game. And, you know, even though we played well, we still struggled against teams that we should have won. And so, you know, there's a lot of identity looking at for this off season about our team. And so, you know, we're just, like I said, we're just going to work hard in this off season, you know, in the weight room and, you know, on and off the field just to get better in those little things and get to a bowl game next year.
Was the schedule too tough? Did that kind of backfire on the school?
You know, you could say it was, but as a player, you know, you like playing those types of games. You know, TCU at Dallas Cowboys Stadium, you know, playing Boise State at Boise State. You know, you want those kinds of games because, you know, if we pulled it off, you know, we're saying, you know, we were smart, but, you know, we didn't win those games. But, you know, I think in the long run, you know, as of, you know, next year, we're already going to be, you know, we've been in those types of games, and, you know, we're not really going to see anything new when we come in, you know, going to Wisconsin or, you know, playing those big games at home or whatnot. And so, yeah, I think in the long run, it's going to help us.
This was originally supposed to be your redshirt season, right?
Yeah, my redshirt freshman season. This was, like, it was supposed to be, but I ended up, you know, playing as a freshman.
So instead you make the All-Pac-10 team, you know, this year. Was that, have you exceeded your expectations or met your goals? Or?
You know, I didn't really, you know, have any goals to be an All-Pac-10 player. You know, I just wanted to come in and you know, give our team the best opportunity that I had to win. And, you know, no one ever thought, you know, James Rogers would go down. And when he did, you know, I kind of got called upon, you know, as his backup in almost every special teams, you know, area. And I just did what I could do. And, you know, and it just showed what I could do with the ball. And hopefully, you know, it's come next year, it's going to be the same thing. I'm going to be bigger. I'm going to be faster and stronger. And so, you know, and hopefully I can do the same thing next year.
When James went down, it kind of opened the door for you to show what you could do. Did that, do you think you pleased the coaches with your performance?
You know, I think I did. You know, I really didn't know what to expect out of me personally because I didn't really, you know, I haven't really had that type of role in, you know, especially college. You know, in high school it's different. You know, you have the ball every single play, you know, playing a quarterback, and, you know, you can kind of control the game. And, you know, as a kick returner and a punt returner and even playing, you know, even as a gunner and all those special teams all and at corner, all those things that I do, you know, I just try to put our team in the best chances that we have to win. And, you know, I might not be the fastest person out there or whatever, but, you know, I do read blocks really well, and, you know, I just find ways to get up the field and, you know, find ways to make plays on defense.
Have coaches talked to you about your role next year? Do you know what to expect?
No. I mean, we have our end of the year meetings coming up, you know, and, you know, I kind of have set in, you know, on what my goal is. You know, I've been in the program for 2 years. You know, I know how the program runs, and, you know, I'm expecting, you know, to start next year. That's what I'm expecting out of myself, to start next year. And I know my role is going to be even greater than it was this year, you know, because I'm going to be an upperclassman and I'm going to have a more leadership type role, which, you know, I want that just because I feel like I can help this team and my leadership skills, you know, to move on. And so, you know, I know personally that my role is going to be a lot bigger. And so, you know, whether the coaches tell me or not, I think they know that I know too.
At cornerback or safety, what would be your position next year?
I'll be at corner. I'll stay at corner.
Okay. And speaking of next year, you got a lot of weapons coming back. Is it kind of exciting to see
I'm excited for it. You know, Cass is going to be just that much better. You know, Wheaton's going to be that much better. I'm not sure yet if James is coming back yet. But, you know, we're going to have, you know, with Quiz, and, you know, our defense is going to be solid. And I think, you know, like I said, we just got to learn how to play together as a team and, you know, and win those games that we're supposed to win and, you know, and compete in those games that, you know, maybe we're seen under the table under.
I've heard rumors both ways that you're going to play baseball and that you're not going to play baseball. So can you kind of set the record straight?
Yeah, you know, I'm planning on playing baseball. I actually am starting up on this coming Monday. And, you know, I feel if anybody's able to do it, it's going to be me. You know, I have a passion for both sports. And, you know, I feel like I'm just as good as both sports. And so, you know, the coaches are giving me an opportunity to come out there and play baseball. You know, I'm not expecting, you know, to be having, you know, the starting spot right away or whatever. You know, I'm just going to come in and expect the least and hope for the best. And but, you know, I think, you know, I played some this summer with the Corvallis Knights and, you know, I did pretty well. And so it's not that I'm too far behind them. It'll take me, you know, I've been here. Coach Thornton's been back in Astoria. He's been helping me a little bit get my swing right. You know, he's been throwing to me a lot. And, you know, I'm just going to go in, like I said, expect the least and hope for the best. And that's, and, you know, hopefully it goes well.
Is there any kind of off season then for you, or you go right into?
I go right into it, but you know, I feel like that's the life of, you know, me. You know, sports is, I grew up playing sports, and it's just, I feel like it's just going to be the same, schedule as football was. You know, get up early, have a long day, and by the end of the day, you're satisfied with your day, and so. You know, it's gonna be rewarding, but at the same time, you know it's gonna take a wear and tear on my body. But I just, you know, I feel like, you know, if anybody can do it, I can.
Now, I've seen you at some basketball games this last week. Are you kind of surprised at all the feedback you're getting from locals? And
yeah, you know, it's always nice coming home. You know, everywhere I've gone, you know, so far, I've always had that, you know, somebody say, Jordan, you know, you're doing a great job, and, you know, we love watching you play. And, you know, it's really heartwarming to come home and just have that. And, you know, even though we did lose in, you know, the Civil War, and even though we did have a tough season, you know, coming back to your stomping grounds and, you know, having people that have watched you play for, you know, since you were yay big, you know, and even people that just started following you, you know, telling you, you know, you're doing a good job, you know, it's really uplifting, and, you know, I appreciate all of it.
Even Seaside fans are coming up to you.
Even some Seaside fans, you know, coming up to me. Even fans, you know, and I've had fans in Oregon hats, you know, come up to me. You know, it's kind of tough to swallow those ones, but, you know, it's you know, it is what it is. You know, I appreciate that too.
Was Civil War week kind of tough? You were either a duck or a beaver in the state.
So. I was excited. I was the most excited I think I've ever been for a game, just because, fact, you know, I'm from Oregon, and, you know, both schools, you know, kind of recruited me. You know, Oregon recruited me a little bit, and, you know, being from Oregon, I think just puts that whole game in perspective. You know, a lot of those guys from California don't understand what goes around in Oregon. You know, not in the season, you know, like when you go to the mall or something and you see, you know, just a bunch of people wearing Oregon stuff, you know, it kind of just sits in your heart, and like, man, like, you know, you're always thinking of that game. And so, you know, being from Oregon, you know, that game, you know, I it would have been nice if we'd won, but, you know, I think, you know, me recovering the fumble and, you know, laying a couple good hits, you know, it was nice to do, especially in my home state.
Do the Ducks do a lot of talking on the field? Are they cocky group?
I mean, everybody, every team does a lot of talking on the field, and you got to expect it, especially when you're coming into the Civil War, just because of that, the type of game that is, and, you know, the high stakes of that game. And so, you know, it doesn't really, you know, everybody out there in the country they're talking on the field, you know, and so it doesn't really, it's just part of the game, you know, it's just, you know, you haven't really fazed me yet.
Any feedback from LaMichael James? I think you put a pretty good hit on him.
No, I mean, that's just one of those things, you know. I'm going to be playing him again next year, and, you know, I know he's going to remember a couple of those hits that I put on him, especially, you know, there was a little talking after the one I hit on him third down and like six or whatever. He had a little swing pass coming out, and you know, I put a pretty good hit on him, but there was a little bit of talking after that, but. You know, I'm going to play him for the next couple of years. I'm looking forward to playing him in the next couple of years because he's in the same class as me. So is Darren Thomas. And, you know, it's just going to be a good, challenging experience for me.
And I know you had the Player of the Year, too, on the Beavers All Access show. You've seen that?
the interception for touchdown. Yeah, I saw that. And, you know, that's kind of a cool deal that, you know, I got that top play of the year. But, you know, like I said, it's still sucks, you know, not going to a bowl game, whatever. You can say all that, but at the end of the day, you know, we're still not going to a bowl game, and, you know, we're still not practicing right now, and so it's kind of tough.
When's the next football function, their meeting?
Well, we have a meeting actually this Saturday or this Sunday night at 9. It's just everybody's supposed to be back. You know, we're just, you know, see the team of 2011, you know, see all the new guys coming in. And but after that, we probably won't see each other probably for another 2 months, you know, until spring ball or whatever. And so, yeah, it's going to be nice seeing the guys again back in Corvallis. I haven't seen them all in about, you know, a month or so. And so it'll be kind of nice.
Do you know of any good recruits that they've picked up?
You know, I know they got another kicker coming in. I know they got another corner coming in. You know, I don't know how great they are, you know, whatever star or whatever. But, you know, I really don't even look at the stars, you know. Somebody could be a 5-star, you know, come into school and, you know, and do poorly. And so, you know, we're just going to see how they play on the field and how they play under pressure. And so that's the main point.
And exciting to see Max get a shot next year.
I'm really excited to see Max get a shot next year. You know, he's been working hard. He's been working really hard this offseason. Even in the season, he works really hard, you know, always staying after practice. And, you know, I'm hoping that he can pull it off and get that starting job at the kicker position.
Any predictions for a national championship game?
You know, I respect both teams, Oregon and Auburn. You know, I have to go, you know, with my heart, I'm saying I want Auburn to win just because I can't come out and say I want Oregon to win. I just really can't. But, you know, I really think it's going to be a good game. I think both teams are going to come ready to play. But, you know, in my heart, I have to say I hope Auburn pulls it off.
All right. Thank you very much, Jordan.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.
And from the Daily Astorian and Coast Community Radio, this is Gary Henley, sports writer for the Daily Astorian. And we'll see you next week on After Deadline.